Maryville High School basketball at home this week against Platte Valley. Prior to that, South Harrison on the road. We are talking with Kelly Obley, head coach for girls basketball. Coach, first, starting off the Savannah Invitational, a tough matchup right out of the gate, taking on Chillicothe. You come back around Savannah and Smithfield to round things out with a win and a very tight matchup with the Warriors. How do you kind of grade things out, seeing things really knocking the rust off in Savannah and kind of getting things rolling?
We could not have asked for a better three games in terms of quality teams to start our season. So with Chillicothe right out of the gate, they're a top MEC school, top district opponent, and so we knew that was going to be a battle. And I was proud of the way that the girls responded in terms of how they played when we got down a little bit. They did a good job taking care of the ball. We were able to hold our turnovers to less than 10. And so now we just take lessons from that and continue moving forward. The Savannah game was a nice little bounce back for us. Offensively, we found our rhythm more. And then defensively, we locked in to try to keep Savannah out of the paint. And then ending that tournament with Smithville on Friday, just again, another quality team. And fun to play a school that we know we won't see again. And so the girls came out and did a nice job defensively. And getting to get that game into overtime, we'll learn a lot from that.
Whenever you think about opening up with Chillicothe, and you kind of mention it there of, all right, we're diving in, a high-quality opponent that we're going to see come again in the MEC, but is it nice to kind of get out there and say, all right, we need to do this, this, and this, instead of just kind of reeling off against a couple cupcakes to start?
Yeah, for sure. I think that right away you see where you've done a good job in preseason, and you also see the things that we need to focus on. So one of those areas was defensively. We had to be better rebounding. And so that's been a focus as we've been in practice this week, and Chillicothe helped show us that.
When you think about Maryville, and of course there's girls up and down the roster that are going to make a difference, but it's also kind of, we'll go as the seniors go for Aniston and Riley. How do they shoulder the load here early in the season as everybody is kind of finding that identity?
Yeah, you couldn't ask for two better leaders in Aniston and Riley. They have played basketball at such a high level for through both their club team and 4 years here at Maryville High School. And so they set the tone for us every day in practice. Riley Viertaler is just such a competitive player that every possession she is fighting for that ball. And Aniston really sets the tone for us through the defensive mentality and pushing our pace offensively.
When you look up and down to a lot of sophomores, a lot of young players on this team, and getting action right away, when you think about Weldon Steens, Hornbuckle Price, how are they absorbing the chance to play with players like this that have been in the system that know what's expected out of Maryville basketball?
Yeah, you look at all those sophomore group, and while they're sophomores, you know, on the roster, they've got a lot of experience too from last year. And so Jaylee Price stepping in and Ryson Steen stepping in, and you know, they've played over 25 games now of varsity basketball. And so with that experience, every day they just get more comfortable with the pace. And then they look to Riley and Aniston in the leadership position of what's expected every day in practice. I thought that Addie Weldon and Riley Hornbuckle had a great preseason for us, and Alyssa Cunningham as well. And so, yeah, those sophomores have played a lot of big minutes for us.
As you go throughout, and of course we're very early in the season, you know that Riley, Aniston, Jaylee, they're kind of carrying the load offensively. How big is it now to find another player to step up, knock down some shots, and just keep a defense honest as you go throughout the season?
Yeah, we talk every day about, you know, how can we be a star in our role? And so I think Ryson Steens does a great job moving the basketball for us. Last year she led us in her assist-to-turnover ratio. Addie Weldon is able to just scrap in there and get a lot of rebounds for us. And Alyssa Cunningham just has great vision and strength. And so all those girls know that even if they aren't the ones shooting the basketball, what they are doing is just as important to get us into those shots.
Now you turn your attention to first true road test of the season, South Harrison coming up. What does South Harrison do well? What do you expect? And how do you come away with a win?
South Harrison is a really well-coached team. Offensively, they are very strong at the dribble drive. They like to move the ball side to side and stay patient in their offense to find quality looks. And so defensively, we have to stay very disciplined and be able to guard the basketball around the paint and then secure that rebound after they've had a chance.
In rounding out the weekend, not to look past South Harrison, but the first home game of the season, a Nottoway County opponent with Platte Valley coming around. Always a tough team to go against. What are your expectations there, and how big does just having a home crowd and being with the home hoops help too?
The girls are so excited for the home opener, and to have the home opener be against a county rival will be so much fun. Platte Valley is a quality program, back-to-back state championships. They are very well coached with Coach Peterson, and the girls know each other really well. And so it's going to be an exciting Saturday of basketball, and the preparation is the same with any other team. We just want to win the possession that we're in and come out and play at the standard that we expect.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.